Anna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hits från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Radio talk show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, I am super excited today because we have a band that I have just been playing a lot. Their views on YouTube must just be dinging right along, and it's all from me. No, that's everybody. But it is fantastic. They're a fantastic band. They're from Kent, England. And Mark was explaining to me that Kent is a little south of London there, not terribly super far, a stone's throw. And yeah, it sounds like a good place to, it brought these folks up, so it must be cool. It's got to be cool.
Just on that, I'm from the same town as Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Oh,
we got some pretty good.
David Bowie just got the right.
David Bowie,
Jesus Christ. The king of cool. I'm impressed. Anyhow, folks, the name of the band is Queen Horizon. They are just fantastic, and they're with me right now, literally from the other side of the planet. Isn't everybody bitches about technology? I think this is pretty cool. It's like we're all in the same room almost. Absolutely. Thanks for coming on the show. It's amazing. I started doing this podcast way back in like 2013. It's been going a long time now. This is episode 1490 or something. I don't even know. But that's misleading because we started doing a video version of the podcast, which we're doing here, only last year, last fall, late summer, last fall. My wife and everybody, I didn't want it because I had the audio down. I could do the audio interviews in my sleep and it was real easy. And everybody, man, my wife, everybody was like bugging me. They're like, Joe Rogan does a video podcast. And I'm like, I don't have the weed. Don't believe in that many, only a few. I couldn't do it. And I couldn't talk to somebody for 3 hours. That's insane. But they talked me into it, man. They talked me into it. And here we are.
Yeah, lucky for us.
Yeah, dude, it's cool. The great thing about it is when I was doing the audio, it was a call-in show, and people could call in and stuff. That sounds real cool. It really ain't. I was interviewing a guy one time, and apparently he was late with the child support payment, and his ex-wife called in. Started yelling at us both. I'm like, I'm not even in this. What are you? But anyway, I couldn't have European guests because they would have to call in on a phone, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
They were expensive. And I couldn't call them because I couldn't call out the software to Europe.
Yeah. So funny.
It was fine. It ain't the cool kids from England. Are you kidding me? That's what we wanted.
Yeah. Piece of cake now.
Yeah, now it's great. It's great. Doesn't cost anybody anything. I love it. So let me ask you guys. I have never been in a band. I grew up in Metro Detroit, and all of my friends were in bands because they were cool. They always have the cool parties. They know the most girls. And you always got work. There's always a leather jacket to paint or a drum head to paint a logo on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could paint the Van Halen VH in my sleep. It's insane.
Yeah.
But I hung out with all these musicians. But I picked a few things up along the way. Normally, a band will start because somebody has the idea they want to start a band. But then it just doesn't happen. They're like, oh, I like that bass player. I like that guitar player. She's fantastic at singing. And you got to kind of work and make this coalesce. Is that how it happened with you guys? Were you all in kind of the same scene and kind of came together?
I mean, maybe I should pick this one up, I suppose. So back in about 1993, I think it was, I decided I wanted to put a band together with a few friends. And then the singer, his dog attacked Chris at a bus stop. Chris isn't with us today. He's having his hair done. And then we needed a bass player and he brought Mark along. And like Chris and Mark have known each other since they were like four or something. Mm-hmm. And then we had probably, I don't know, 20 years or something of us doing this particular band. And then so we then came to fast forward to just after COVID and just after lockdown. And I was doing my favorite thing, which is talking to girls on the internet. And I happened to bump into Kerry and
sing a song? Why not? I do it every day in the shower. I've
on a Facebook forum about looking for a band or looking for musicians, and we've always wanted to have a female vocalist, and Kerry and I started to try and do some acoustic covers and things like that, and then I encouraged Kerry to write a song. She wrote her first ever song and it was absolutely fantastic, and then it was just like, let's put a band around this. So I called up the Chuckle Brothers of Mark and Chris, and along they came, and three drummers later we have Susie as well with us as well, so yeah.
Susie, the bands over here, where I grew up at least, the drummers were always in about 85 bands. And if the band got, they're like, hey, we're going on tour. It all depended on the, I'm in 85 bands. I don't know if I can work out my schedule and whatnot. But they're always very high demand. And then the 808 came out. But all the rockers, nobody's going to use a drum machine in a rock song. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's trying to find that line in the sand
between
unhinged and completely crazy. So it's just
that's well edited there, Colin, in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, there was no
we're fine.
Yeah,
that's incredible. Thanks for having us.
No, we're good. I have a little timer here that I start before the when I hit the record, and I had to get one online just keep myself honest. You know what I mean? People watching this have no idea what we're talking about, but YouTube and algorithms and choice words, folks. Got to keep those algorithms happy. Live in the drawing.
We found it.
Anyhow, that's cool. That's cool that it all, bands are weird too, because it's this multi-person relationship. And I'm not being weird in that. I'm saying, but it, you're opening yourself up on an artistic level. And normal people just, they don't do that every day. If we were all working in an insurance firm, we're like, yeah, Mark's a jerk. No, what are you going to do? He always brings it home. But a band, I've seen bands get into fist fights and everything else. I've seen bands have more drama than married folk. It's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really good. And even big bands, like you look at the Beatles. Really, John, how much of an issue would it have been for you to leave Yoko at home? Doesn't need to come to every rehearsal with ideas. That would piss me off a little bit. And I'm just being real honest.
It's hard enough to get the five members of the band to agree on something. And if you bring someone from the outside to come in and do it as well, I can see how that becomes a pressure.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, and it isn't just the band oftentimes. You go in the studio, there's a producer involved suddenly, and he's got, or she's got ideas. Yeah, there's all, and the more money you make, the bigger you get, the more people just think they need to put their input in.
We've been lucky with our guy, haven't we, with Dan?
I was going to say, and his partner, we both own a studio in the southeast of Kent.
That's cool. Producing and that whole side of things is hard. I learned during the pandemic. You were talking about the pandemic while you were talking to girls online.
Because you want everyone to be happy.
I ran out of things to watch on TV. So I started watching all these, and I'm not even in the music business, but I found it fascinating, the art of music production. When I'm watching all these YouTube on set up mics around a drum kit. I'm never going to do that, but it was interesting to me. I watched weeks of that kind of stuff. But I did learn all these great songs I've always heard. And I'm like, oh, that's a cool song. They must have just rolled out of bed that morning and knocked it out. No. There was 3 months involved. And it's like Colin's saying,
I get
people that I have heard so many times. They're like, Jamie, I want to do what you're doing. Just sit around and paint all day. And I'm like, yeah, I want to do that too. That would be great. But I got to update Blue Sky now and make sure. My wife, I got a ration of shit from my wife. I made the mistake of calling shorts. We were talking, and I'm like, she was like, what are you so upset? I'm like, I got to go make the stupid short form videos. Gee, you were such an old man. Why would you call them? Never say that again. What is wrong?
No, it's no fun. What you need is someone who's slightly off him, still, and you don't. You never know quite what they're going to do.
She yelled at me then, and she was like, "You can't hashtag every word. Why would you hashtag the word up?" I'm telling you, she gets on me. She's young. She's 15 years younger than me.
Colin,
she grew up with a phone in her hand. She knows all this stuff. You know what I mean? I'm lucky. Hey, just on a quick side note, you guys' website is fantastic. I found it easy to navigate. It doesn't confuse me. And I'm an old man.
Yeah. Usually, any of us would like to take credit for that, but the man who isn't here is the guy that did that.
I was going to take credit because he's not here.
Get him a coffee.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, Colin, you did a very good job on it. It's fantastic. You too, Carrie. It's amazing. No, because I so often people are like, Jamie, check out my website. And I'm like, I couldn't listen to any of the music. Where's it at? Like, did you give the monkey and the tree the banana? Because then that opens up. And I'm like, no, I did not, because why would I? No?
No. As few clicks as possible, straight to the music. That's what you need, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't figure this stuff out. Somebody asked me what a WhatsApp, what is it? WhatsApp? The other day, I'm like, what the hell's a WhatsApp? I don't know what that is.
Very different.
I'm cool. I'm on Instagram too. Come on now.
It's intense sharing that creativity. You're a group of people who may have been strangers before.
Are you doing TikToks yet, Jamie? I'm like, no. I wanted to. This is a very true story. You guys are going to laugh.
It inspires your creativity.
It's very true.
Then you've got
my wife. I need a TikTok.
Doing a great job.
Everyone's got
and I can't seem to log in. You can use a phone, Jamie. You have to have a phone to be on TikTok.
It's actually rare to find a
I'm like, really? You can't go on use a PC
and enjoy it.
She's like, no. I need a phone.
And once you find that, then you get excited. That's what I noticed with these guys. I thought, hang on a minute, they've got a creative thing going on, which, you know, I've not been
can bug me
for a while, and I'm actually going to really throw myself into it, so I'm really excited about, particularly the songs. I think the songs are just, as you say, you've been watching them over and over.
That's very true. Well, the thing, really it's like doing the podcast, because I get to hang out with cool people a couple times a week. It inspire me. Everybody talks about doing shit. You guys are doing it. You got the coolest jobs in the world. You got to wake up every morning and go,
I'm in a cool rock band. With the band of how we put together.
Like, that's enough.
4 years ago, we we were doing nothing really. We were just, we were recording songs, we were writing stuff, and we were just putting it out. If you told us 4 years ago, we'd be on this, we're playing a festival with Ugly Kid Joe and Black Joe Smoke next up. And if you told us that, it was like, that's how cool is that? That sort of thing just doesn't, it's just not normal. And sometimes you just have to pinch yourself and say, this is just isn't normal, but we're just loving every minute of it, really.
Back when I was a jerk many years ago in my single wolfing around days, I have bought.
I feel like by the time you get to the groups to these crazy, there'll be something else. I think if you're just
give to whomever I was dating or running around with at the time, letting them know the end is nigh.
I like to go with the Homer Simpson. Yeah,
there's not a lot of question or debate involved at that point. I remember I was having dinner with my parents. This was a million years ago, and I had broken up with this gal. And they're like, what's her face? And I said, we parted ways. And my mother got up and started dancing a jig. I had never seen her dance a jig before. And I'm like, really, you felt that way about her, huh? And she goes, I don't know why you couldn't feel that way about her. It was pretty obvious. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Well, that was the interesting thing about the pandemic, wasn't it? Was that you had people all of a sudden going, all right, I'm going to do this in my home. It can't be that difficult. And then that was when basically everybody suddenly realized, oh, okay, that's why we have the professionals. That's why we need these people. That's why people have their reputations.
Especially when you're young. I used to have I had a gallery when I lived in San Diego, and I had one of my workers there, young. And she called me and she's, I'm missing a bunch of money out of my bank account. I said, well, that's weird. Must have been a hack. She's, do you think the bank got hacked? Is what she actually brought that up. And I said, no, I don't. Did you give that loser guy you let move into your apartment your bank card and PIN number? She goes, yeah, but he wouldn't do that. Okay, dear. She goes, yeah, but it's like $800. I'm like, be happy. It wasn't $900. That's an $800 lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ever give anybody your... Anybody out there watching or listening, like that's my old man advice of the day.
Don't give people
your bank card. Are you crazy?
Worst to live by.
I have probably just ruined so many. How do you guys say? Chav relationships. You know what I mean? People are watching going, oh, man. You think? He hasn't worked in 8 months, but yeah, he's probably, but he always has money. Yeah, yours. Time to trade up. I'm telling you. And the banks are no better. I don't know how it is over there. Here, they're terrible. You overdraft your bank account, they charge you $50 or whatever for, oh, you're broke? Now you're even more broke. How about that? Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Better start making up the story to tell the electric company.
Yeah.
We've all been there, ladies. I did that one time. I called the electric company to, and I thought a good story. Okay. I had it all down. I was ready. The desperation was in my voice. I was all set to go. And a gal I had dated was the woman who answered the phone. Jamie, right. You don't recognize my voice? And I said, let me.
Had you bought her the Ugly Kid Joe single?
It might have been. She was cool. No. She's save your story, Jamie. I'm gonna give you 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And you may. I said, yeah, she did some paintings. Get your electric money. Felt bad. But it was a good. No, she could have been. It could have ended way worse. That could have ended way worse. But no, that really happened.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a merch table. That's something else that people are always surprised. I'll have an art show in a gallery, and we have a merch table at those art shows. I learned that from hanging out with musicians because
now you're in real trouble.
Or you can sell a lot of posters, t-shirts, and walking around like a billboard. People are going to your Instagram, going to your WhatsApp.
And they worked out that a lot of the bikers would just come in and hang around and look at the bikes and don't buy anything. So they put a cafe on the side and started selling sandwiches. And they made more money from selling sandwiches than they did from selling Harley Davidsons.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's very
cool. I went to the Moog synthesizer shop up in London years and years ago. And Twisted the Dogs played them all, made all the sounds, absolutely loved everything in there, left with a t-shirt. That was it.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Okay, you got a Moog t-shirt. Who does?
I'm
going to
take that one. I'm having
that's pretty good. I'd be sporting that at a club. That's pretty awesome. Anyway, guys, let's play a track so people know just how cool you guys are. And I am just taken with all of the tracks we're going to play today. What do you think we should start people off with? What's the one we want to go with to introduce? New Euphoria? Okay. You heard the band, folks. Here it is. This is Queen Horizon, New Euphoria.
Sharing me, I don't. Anything, don't try to sell to me.
And we're back,
obviously,
ladies and gentlemen.
Obviously, we didn't declare anything, but, you know,
what
it's
a track. I did not lie. I did not mislead you.
Please,
euphoria.
Please,
I'm
going to go to bed.
Let me ask real quick.
Oh, yeah, I am. I do. I don't. I
the tracks we're playing,
get
these are all out,
lying.
Right? People can purchase these. They're out.
Thank you.
When I do, yes, I agree. Yeah. 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 I think we say, I'm going to have a lion. Which just means I'm not I can rest.
I also wanted to ask you guys, are you
what do you
at
say?
This
sleep
point
in. I'm
going to
sleep in.
Because, you know, you've only
that's
been
what
been
I asked when I left, because I was a bit worried so you might when this question was going.
No, building up to this, are you guys playing out yet or still getting the core stuff down? And I was kidding about that.
Okay. British blazing.
Yeah, but no, we've been doing Queen Horizons since 22, and we play out all the time. Like I say, festival next week. Play there's a lot of the sort of East London indie rock scene.
Nice.
We play there quite regularly. I think we did beginning this year. I think we did 8 weeks of like back to back shows last month.
Cool. It's awesome. I sent your guys' video. I lived out in California for 10 years, and I'm still friends with some scene kids out there, is what they call them, sideways haircut with a slash of blonde, and they ate it up. They're like, who is this? I'm like, this is the new thing out of England. You know,
no
so,
way.
I don't know if that'll do anything, but none of them's names are Mr. Big or anything like that, but it's just...
Yeah, we love that.
That would be a lot on the screen, wouldn't it? Like, we digress.
That's
yeah,
super cool. I was watching a documentary about the band Pulp, and they had, I didn't know this. When I first heard them, apparently they had been doing it for 15 years at that point.
Yeah.
And the lead singer was,
yeah.
But I thought they were a brand new thing, but what did I know? And this was 20 years ago. But the singer was saying that they played the big festival, the Glastonbury Festival. And he goes, something happened with the lights and the lights. He goes, normally you can't see the crowd that because of all the lights. But the lights had went down. And I saw thousands of people singing my song back
to
me.
No, I was three.
And he goes, after
I was ready to
20
go.
Years of trying and scraping, lounging. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, that's amazing. Yeah, what a feel. I've never experienced anything like that. That's got to be just a really cool thing. It's amazing. I can definitely see people getting into your guys' scene, and I think you're real smart. I don't know if, who does it or if you have help with it or whatever. Probably not, but you guys are real good at this whole social media thing. I look at your Instagram and I'm like, wow, look at all this. This is amazing. These great shots. Would they hire a professional photographer to come follow them around? Because yeah, this is
that's cool.
They do say you should never wake a sleeping woman unless it's snowing or a celebrity has died. That's the
thing. And people's favorites, they always surprise me. Like things that you just assume it, oh, that must be everybody's favorite. And then someone will message the Instagram and be like, oh my goodness, I've just found this one. And please tell me more about it. And their interpretation of it as well is very unique. So it's similar, but then actually where they've taken that song and then what that now means, what that now means to them is wow, that's amazing. That's what you've got from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If your business is anything like mine, people always, they always say, oh, I just want to paint. I'm like, painting is, I'm lucky if I get to paint 4 hours a day. That's a long painting day for me. Usually it's about two. And that's out of a 16-hour day, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's so much other stuff and phone calls to be made.
Admin and chores and admin.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, and that's why it's super important, everybody, when you discover a cool indie band and stuff, you like and we have links. We have clickable links all down in the description and everything here. You like and share these with your friends, because the reason you're friends with people is you all have similar interests. If you think something's cool, they're going to think something.
I'm just happy
cool.
for anyone to talk
and
to.
You know
me.
What? You're usually the party star if you're the one that brings it first. To the
I got
group,
my dog,
you
yeah,
know, with the group. And that's never a bad thing. Pretty girls will talk to you at the party. It's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Or boys, yeah. Whatever your whatever floats your boat, man. Whatever floats your boat. It's true.
You've got your dog, Colin. Be quiet.
It's so true. Oh, my God. Colin, I started doing this with my wife. I overheard her talking to one of her girlfriends, and she had said, I love him to death, but I just heard every story he's ever had so many times. So in the morning, one of the first things I do is I have my early morning cup of coffee. And
I think
kind
like
of
you say, it's
my
all
day.
This stuff that you have to learn on the spot. Like, so it's okay, one thing to be like, oh, I just want to make music. And then like Elisa said before, you know, when you're like, oh, I need to get on this TikTok thing, you kind of start seeing what are his fans doing. It's following a blueprint, but it's also trying to be unique within that. And I think that's the hardest part. So you're not just going, oh, that's the same as this band.
Ready.
We'll create the attention that we're trying to grab, but also sits within that sort of blueprint of what people would expect.
I finally got
say,
a good one.
Actually, that yeah, is
one.
That's thing in itself. As with a lot of these layers, wow. What we do, and then you have to learn on the go, because like you say,
oh,
we don't have a budget. Like,
Jerry,
I
you have no
do
idea.
That. You have to learn that stuff yourself.
Women
have
neither
sort of contemplated. We need to get about when we start.
Marrying me, they want a settlement.
You really get a sense of
very true.
Working
it's very true.
What people enjoy.
And they'll actually live. Yeah, and the list, what that trauma involved, Your Honor, he wanted me to do. No, I didn't. It wasn't like that at all. I did not. It was her idea.
There is.
A whole bunch of country songs. I shouldn't say anything. My second marriage doesn't even count. I knew the girl for 2 hours. We were in Las Vegas.
It
seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah, you can get a Vegas marriage annulled. Oh, it was anything but it sounds way better than the reality of that. Right. I'll tell you off camera sometime, Carrie, and the rest of that. Anyhow, you're the one for the main email. I was so impressed with you, Susie, because guys, I didn't know who to send it to, so I sent it. There's a band email, a generic band email, and I said, hey. They've got you scheduled. They've got me. They want me to do this at 9 o'clock at night. That's 3 a.m. or something for you guys. What's a better time for you guys on that side? And I get this response. Posh British response. Just very nose in the end. Whoever was like, that's lovely. Thank you. And it wasn't like that's lovely in a sarcastic way. It was, they generally thought this was a lovely idea. And I'm like, wow, I want every guest to be like this. This is fantastic. They usually call me a bad name. If they're from Australia, you know, the name begins with a C and ends with a T.
That's very expensive as well, Colin.
Yeah,
that's a very expensive idea. I'd rather make up a story.
Well, let's go last goodbye, because
there you go.
Before we do Queen of the Ridge, you can see.
Let's play another track. Play another track on that note. We've got
to think about it.
Queen of the Beds?
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
So goodbye and secret. Yeah. What should we go with next?
That's hilarious. Yeah. Stick to the stories.
Yeah.
Last goodbye. Here it is, everybody. Queen Horizon. Check this out. We'll be right back. And we're back, everybody. We're back. That was Last Goodbye. Again, these are all available. We have their Spotify link below. And I'm sure you guys are on all the streaming sites.
I love that now.
Really, it doesn't count.
Yeah. All of them.
Yes.
All of the many.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have a, it's weird. I have this love-hate thing with streaming. I love that I can hear anything.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. There's bands that I couldn't. I'm a weirdo artist. I like some weird stuff out there that you can't find anywhere. Find it on some streaming site usually. But I've known all these bands, and I know what the business model is. And I'm not going to get into all that, everybody, but everybody's got Google. Let me just put it this way.
Yeah.
If that business model was applied to any other form of art, it would be fraud charges brought up. The slices of pie are very different for the artist who actually makes the music and the streaming stuff. And it's very true.
Yeah, that's why you got to try and sell t-shirts instead, isn't it, really? Because, I think it's...
No!
I was going to say, I think the streaming's there's positives and there's negatives. I love the fact that my kids, they're not locked into one genre and they can pick pirate metal and they can pick rap and they can listen to soundtracks. And all of that's there. That's grand. So back in the day, it felt like you needed to pick a lane.
You did!
You had your money. You had to. It's like I've decided metal.
You'll go around saying, "Know your worth."
And then you've got to roll the dice on an album, and then you've got to do this. And it's just like a very different approach. And I think there's pros and cons to it.
When I was a kid, music genre was
very tribal.
Tell
me the same story twice.
Every my friend I had at the time was.
But that's so cool. You know,
they're all metal guys.
Stuff. That's
all, they all had an older brother who was even more metal than they were. You know what I mean?
I needed a bit longer.
Watching Adam Ant video. I'm telling you from experience, that was not good. I dated a lot of gals when I was younger, just because they introduced me to a lot of different bands that I thought was cool. But it was it's weird today. Even my wife's playlist. Yeah. I'm like, you went from country to Sleep Token to rap to. I'm getting whiplash listening to this. But I think it's good. I think it's, I agree with Mark. It's cool. And the next generation is going to be even
more. I feel like there's a story there that we want to know.
Crazy. Because I think
you
musicians all had a meeting or something, and you said, we don't have enough subgenres of
music. I think I'm the only single member of the band,
Well, I think that's a lot of that is because of the gatekeeping that the record companies used to have, because we don't want to have Japanese speedcore ballet metal, because who do we sell that to?
Absolutely.
Whereas now there can be 13 people that make that, and then those people do a good TikTok, and suddenly that kicks off. So you don't need to worry about fitting in, because if you're really lucky, you'll find your people. Or you never do. It's a massive roll of the dice, isn't it? But yeah, I think it's really good news for letting anybody having a crack.
She's always wanted to be on YouTube.
Japanese speed ballet metal is very different. The Norwegian stuff, don't touch
Mark, I was already going to walk around for the next week just showing how cool I was, telling everybody, I like all kinds of music, but I really lean more towards pirate metal lately. And that's until I heard Japanese ballet speed metal. Now that's going to be my go-to. And people are going to look perplexed at me, and I'm like, but aren't you cool? Aren't you with it? Don't you...
I think it could be, couldn't it? Yeah, yeah. We get at least one track.
Well, I vote for Last
Goodbye. Oh, look at the poppers. Look at the poppers. I love him or her.
The
camera doesn't go that far, but I love them. Yeah, they're great. They're great. Very cool. I'm a dog. I never thought I'd be a dog person. And I did an art show, and this gal I met, me and my wife met, she ran a Shar Pei rescue thing. And my parents had Shar Peis when I was a kid, and I just knew they were very expensive, and so I never even thought about getting a dog, let alone a Shar Pei. Met this gal, suddenly I have a new puppy that's been through trauma, like all the rescue animals. You have no idea what happened to them before you get them.
We're currently sliding so now, pizza across the kitchen floor to distract.
And I got
to
tell you, I like that dog better than a lot of people I know. Very true. if we were doing the show later, I just bought this bench chair thing here that she can sit with me to do the show. But she's having her afternoon nap right now. It's, we got to get up at 3 in the morning and wake her up. That's funny. Me and my wife just got into a big argument the other night. I was letting the dog out in the backyard. And I've got to put a gate.
So Kerry, Kerry can bring the
where a gate
north,
should be. I haven't built a gate north, to put on there yet. And
more about it. Although you don't,
I was just letting the dog go out to do her business. So I'm like, okay, go out, do your business. And come, she comes right back in. My, and my wife's, that I didn't realize, I only do that when my wife's not home. And any animal can run up through that open gate. And what are you doing? I'm telling you. It had been a while since I'd gotten into a row with the missus.
Terrific.
And she had not forgotten any of that. Crazy. She was still good to go. Oh, man, I felt bad. I felt bad after. I'm sorry, you're right. You're always right. I was wrong.
We generally have our own version of deep pan, or you go to more traditional Italian, because obviously Italy's nearby, and we have a lot of
Italian
serving more. I think we call them rustic now, and put an extra five.
I'm telling you, when I was younger, I had a PhD in pissing women off. I had that down to a science. I've tried to move past that. Anyhow, it's very true. It's very that's awesome. Is there? Let me ask you this. Because I've wondered this. In America, different areas have different types of pizza. There's New York pizza, there's Chicago, even Detroit has a style of pizza. In England, does the same thing happen? Is there like the North people eat their pizza one way, the London, the posh pinky out people probably have caviar on it or something. Nice. She's not forlorn, though. She doesn't come off as forlorn.
It's
yeah, the thick ones, the wedge. That's how my wife eats them. Nice. It's like a cake. I love it. I love it. That's how they do it in Detroit. It's very. Yeah, they start baking them apparently. Somebody told me this one time. They're like, the reason the crusts are so thick in Detroit is back after the war, when everybody came home, they wanted pizza. They had it in Europe. And they didn't have any pizza pans, so they used the parts out of the factory pan that people put parts in from the machinery, and they bake the pizzas in those. You get this, and they're real thick. I don't know if that's true or not, ladies and gentlemen, but that's what somebody at a party told me one time. Anyway. So let me ask you.
A fusion of those, I think.
Bringing it back to music, I'm curious about this, because every track I hear from you guys is, there's not a bad one. It's all polished. It's all perfect. And as somebody from the outside, I do have that thought where I'm like, yeah, they just roll out of bed on a Tuesday morning and knock this out. What's amazing. And I get annoyed when people do that with my paintings because they just see the finished product. They don't see me wanting to throw it in the street and jump up and down on it. And it doesn't, that isn't always the case. Sometimes I do roll out of bed and something magical, but it's very rare. I imagine with your guys, it's the same way. Some are easy, some are hard. But everyone out of the
It's just like a therapy session. You should be charging us for this.
Because that thing is simplistic or anything like that. They just sound so perfect.
Yeah.
Straightforward communicators. Oh, fair.
Yeah.
If anything, you guys have an abundance of cool. I wouldn't worry about that drying up anytime soon. You know what I mean? I'm not just saying that. If I ran into you guys at a clock back in the day, near the table I'd be wanting to sit at,
10 months
you know?
Ago, there was a bit of pressure to write to.
You know, it would be in the
VIP. No, definitely. Well, are you talking about, do you mean like with the chips? Do you mean like curry sauce on chips?
Hang out.
This is a song that we do, which is available on our CD as a live version, by the way. And it's the song that we close with each time. Called,
These sound like words learned from experience.
And it's about 6 minutes long.
I feel like I'm getting
and the reason why we haven't recorded
well
it is because we don't want it to get into a studio and be compressed down into 3 minutes. It's that thing for us.
And your music hasn't hit that quicksand of
it's undervalued.
A formula, I want to say. Is that the right word? There's so many new bands that I hear And I can hear them reaching for algorithm plays. I hear their track and I'm like, oh, you're trying to get on the Taylor Swift algorithm. I just to get exposure. And I'm like, you're tailoring your art for a result. I get it. Maybe it's a smart business. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I can hear it. And I'm not a musician, but it's a trend I'm seeing. And your guys' music's all fresh. If anything, other pizza. I can see other bands.
It's a different feed, but yes, program. We do have variations, but we keep our pizzas fairly similar. It's all about what you have on your chips.
Yeah, well, it's the difference between art for yourself.
Chips, we have, like for being French fries, like what we like thick cut potato fries. Yeah. So it's controversial. We go from the north, you have either curry sauce or pardon. Or gravy, or gravy on it. And down south, we turn our noses up at that. You know, these uncouth, vagabonds, how could they desecrate chips like that? And we just put ketchup on instead.
Yeah, it was, one of Chris's. It was like four songs put together.
Yeah.
It needs the bigger canvas, It needs the bigger canvas. Yeah.
This is why it'll be beautiful if one day we're in a position to be able to do an album and we can go, do you know what? This is the album track that we've been waiting for. Let's do the
I think we've
Let's just go mad. We know we've got a 12
minute. Yeah, you got the FU money and you can do it.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, because usually.
Yeah, I think we've been really lucky and I'm worried that we're going to hit that wall.
Maybe a little iffy.
When I think about the time we get the song to get it to where it's actually not been
that. I really like that Eminem.
So I'm just a bit worried that when that song, I think a lot of people I hear, especially the more established artists.
And I'm like, I should do a big stand painting where the guy's trying to look like he's in the bathroom dying his hair.
I'm worried that we're all going to go, how did he do that?
You do that size canvas, you know what you've got to sell it for.
Compared to what you might want, it probably should have.
Do you really think that those people that are paying that price,
want a picture of the cycle on the wall of that subject?
I'm
hoping that's just something that is scary because you think, what if that stops happening?
Absolutely. Colin's right. So let me ask you, with this 6 minute prep, Colin, let me ask you, when you guys were writing it,
well, I have to say, it's a new
were you the artiste on this 6 minutes? Was it Mark?
You'd be sitting at our table.
This other guy.
But then when you get
the guy that's missing, wasn't it? I think that was
really
Chris.
Rehearsing with these guys.
I think what really helped as well as it was Chris was the singer and he didn't enjoy singing. So if you could create a 2 minute intro, you'd be like, this is the way forward. Just put off singing for as long as you possibly could. So that's a hangover song from that band.
I remember buying The Cure's Disintegration and I'm like, Jesus Christ, every song is like a 2 minute intro on this. You know what I mean? It's great for the DJs at the club. They can go take a wee, but man.
We do actually need some 2 minute intros to give you a chance to get your breath back, don't we, Kerry? We do need that big build up.
Build it up. No, but it's very true. I just saw a video with James Hetfield from Metallica and they had a 2 minute instrumental.
Yeah, and that's kind of scary.
This was backstage, the video was, and they showed him walk off stage, go backstage.
And that's the thing, when people say, I can't think of anything that sounds like you guys. It sounds so different, which is obviously really exciting and a bit scary.
But I
mean,
I gotta go back
somewhere. And then we go, where do we fit? And it's nice to be like, we stand alone, hopefully. That's what we're working towards. But like you say, because we're not
whatever,
going to get there. It's like you say, to try not to.
We did a school.
Feel pressurized by that and go, no, don't fall into that. Just stick to what we're doing and see what happens.
We were miming. And we and a bunch of friends of ours, I hadn't really listened to rock music or anything like that. And we mimed to a Guns N' Roses song. And me being a massive show off, I got up there and thought, I enjoy this. This is good fun. I started kicking stuff over on the stage and what have you. And I just thought,
that's a good question. We'll start with you, Susie. When you were a young gal, did you know that you're going to be playing drums in a rock band? That's the future? That's the plan?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You're right. You don't see female drummers that often. You got Meg from, I can't remember her. Yeah, from the White Stripes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just got...
Lenny Kravitz's drummer was a lady, wasn't she, back in the day? Yeah.
Now, Colin, with the guitar and stuff, when you were a young lad, let me guess, it was football and guitar, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting there, you know, flailing away. Oh, yeah, I don't have to do any lunches. I do get to sit down for the whole time, so that's a privilege, isn't it? We do cause a bit of entertainment while you have to change one of your guitars, don't we? That's our new thing in the live show, Colin switches up his guitar.
Nice.
Yeah, what is it, about 6 seconds you've got?
That's awesome. And Mark, with your bass playing, were you always a bass player? You seem pretty cool, though.
No, I'm not even.
Bass players are always cool.
No, that's very kind of you.
No, I was a little bit of a music studio kid.
I think
so
maybe
my
friends would suggest that I'm not even a bass player
so
now,
grew up
frankly.
Seeing what it was like in the studio. You're just so unaware.
Yeah,
no,
I was
always,
I haven't always played
loved
instrument,
music.
But
always
one
of those
families
that listened to music really, really loud. And I had a really...
We were
I wanted to play drummers, and the rest of us picked up the drumming.
That's okay.
I don't love anything else more.
I remember.
I keep asking. I keep begging. I'm like, please, just give me 30 seconds, guys.
So somebody, there was a really pretty gal at our school,
which is why I just need
we
to explain
she
myself.
Wanted
to
grand
there's
grand
a problem when you
turn
out
concert,
these great tracks, so they're great tracks in isolation.
I didn't know any of their music.
When you put them all together, then you go, oh,
should
have probably thought about this when I was writing.
So I went to the
So you don't want
to
compromise the track.
I'm having a good time. I'm there with a million gals.
I say wait.
Their bass player.
Oh, I need to breathe.
I saw him. He was doing the whole "I can't hear you" thing, and he's putting his hand up to his, you know, like
for a bass player.
And I saw him walk to the lip of the stage and do that. Put his hand up to his ear, and I saw 15,000 high school girls.
Yeah.
Go
and
after
her,
screams they
more,
just,
than I do,
and that was the moment, man.
So that's a bit scary.
So
and she
later
her
I got home,
and
my
me,
father
so
was
still
on.
Like,
and
I'm
like,
oh, dear,
I
had a
show. And I told him the story with the bass player. And I said, Dad,
she
I got to get a bass. I don't care what happens. I need a bass
here
tomorrow.
I don't know why people are like, oh, I think it's because
he kind of sighed and he said, son, we have a grant for seeing you sit once at it. I've never seen you.
Yeah, it's got low notes. Use them.
I've never seen you take any interest other than turning the radio on in music.
At this point,
you don't even have posters on
your wall. They know that we do wrong, and they will sort of like rock
and like,
and start to talk about it.
Art posters in there.
Lovely and enthusiastic.
Because that's what your thing is.
I like to. I do like to.
You can have the same effect if you're good enough. Why don't you practice your drawing more? And maybe you can get to that point where you can do a move or maybe with a pencil or something and have the same effect. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Dad didn't want to get me paid. I felt cheated. Fast forward a couple years. I'm away and living in Boston, going to art school. And me and my friends were hanging out at this Irish. They had a lot of Irish in Boston. They had this Irish pub called the Harp and Bard. And we're hanging out in there. And that, because that's where a lot of the girls from the performing arts side of the school hung out, all the ballerinas and stuff. And so we're in there looking at girls. And I'm sitting there and I'm bored. It was just a normal day nursing my one Rolling Rock
this
beer.
This is the moment.
Because I can only afford one beer if we went out. It was art school. I was bored. And I start sketching these gals standing at the bar on a nap on a bar napkin. It took about 3 minutes. They saw what I was doing. Then they were over at the table. And I was remembering my father, like Luke remembering Ben Kenobi. It all came back. Yeah, and I'm like, man, the old man knew what he was talking about. Yeah, this is amazing.
Nice,
yeah, so
that's, nice.
But I still had that respect for baseball. I still have that. I don't know if it's respect or expectation is probably a better term. That's me. You know, you would.
Try it next time. Next time we're on stage,
you know,
I'll give it a bit of that and see what happens.
I saw it was like I've never seen anything like. Anyhow, You had mentioned, Mark, that you have kids. Have they shown any interest in music and whatnot? Has the artistic gene carried?
So they've all had a little go. So yeah, my daughter plays piano a bit. They've not had lessons, but they've enjoyed teaching themselves and mucking around with it. So yeah, my eldest plays for a bit.
You've got a son named Elvis?
My son, Eli. Eli, sorry. Eli. I got Zach, Eli, and Esther. Yeah, Drace, and we've got Eli on drums, Zach on bass, and Esther on piano. But they don't.
Well, you never know. They could be buying you an affinity pool at some point. You know what I mean? Now, anybody else have kids? Everybody? And if you do, same question. Have they shown musical interest?
Got to ease them into rock and roll. Yeah. Pick the right age. I'm not going to argue that. I 100% agree.
No, I get it.
I have, yeah. I've got three, actually. I've got an 11-year-old daughter. And do you know what? Actually, what's been fascinating is, so she's really musical. She loves singing. She plays piano. She loves writing songs. And one of the things I've noticed is that, you know, what she's inspired by, obviously, she ends up writing stuff that just sounds way, obviously, fresher. And I think, wow, I just love listening to what she's come up with, because I wouldn't have done that.
That crazy Colin.
I wouldn't have made
it. Just into the moment. He's into the.
But that just to see how she puts it together and what she's inspired by. And to see her discovering all the music that, exactly, you know, I'm telling you.
Anybody out there listening, we have any younger listeners or watchers, I'm going to give you a bit of advice. I'll give you all this advice.
Coming into your own old man advice. Creativity.
If you do not own a leather jacket,
I've got my middle son, there's a bit of drums, and my youngest one loves trance music. So
change your
life. Seven, and he's sitting there about with a little DJ.
It all starts there. Yeah. Now, Susie, you got kids, little ones too? Jesus. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was a good night. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Rock and roll always gets you in the end, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. What? Yes. You tell him you met a guy who's a grown-up, feels the same way. Everybody thinks I'm an 80s guy. And I am, to an extent, from a nostalgia point of view. But yeah, man, I gotta tell you, Susie, there was a decade where laser beams and fog machines was my normal night out. A lot of sandstorm got played in my apartment.
Yeah, I had managed to abandon rock and roll thoroughly for club nights for a good little while. But it dragged me back.
It does. But at the same time.
Yeah.
There's a good thing about rock music that there's a pat. I've seen it. I've seen this at so many rock shows and very few other genres. Maybe a trance, maybe an Armin van Buuren show, but it's not the norm. But with rock, it is. You'll see a great band and they have this energy. And I know this sounds really California, New Agey, but I don't know any way else to describe it. They build this, they're doing their set, and this energy keeps building. And then they throw it all out on the crowd, and the crowd reacts, and they build it even more, and they throw it back up on the band. And there's this tennis match, this ping-ponging that's going on, and it's amazing. I've never seen that at a hip-hop show.
I think that's really, really difficult.
I've never seen it at an R&B show. I've never seen it at a country show.
I went to see, I'm a huge Chemical Brothers fan. And I was really chuffed. I got to see them 10, 15 years ago in an open air gig with about maybe 15,000 people. And I was like, this is going to be immense. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. And it looked very pretty, but the vibe was just not there because they don't talk at all.
Yeah,
so the light show was amazing. It looked incredible. But they hadn't mixed anything up. Nothing was different. At least, like some of the electronic bands, Orbital, they do different versions.
This sounded like a CD, probably. I've been to those types of shows.
Yeah, it literally could have done that. Yeah, and you might be able to get away with that in a tent or in a club, but in an open air, you've got to have that back and forth. And I think rock and roll definitely does that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and pop music.
I've never been to a Taylor Swift show. I've seen them on the news. They're like, oh, Taylor Swift's in town, and they show clips.
Yeah. She's got to be a pro, though, hasn't she?
Yeah,
she
no. I mean, dull now people are paying $2,000 a ticket. You know what I mean? You got to do something. Yeah, it's weird. But her music wasn't made for me. I remember a couple years ago.
Sure.
Justin Bieber was popular. and oh geez, we all found out about that, didn't we? Jesus Christ. But anyway, at the time there was somebody was complaining about Justin Bieber on Facebook or something. And I'm like, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of low-hanging fruit, man. You're not that, your joke isn't hitting that well, but isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's a lazy joke. And I have never eaten dog food, like the food my dog eats. But I've smelled it, and it isn't something I want to eat, and because it isn't made for me. The dog loves it. She can't get enough of it. And I told this guy, I said, maybe Justin Bieber's like that for you. You're a 56-year-old man. Maybe his music wasn't made for you. I get that he's not Rush. But I'm not saying he should be on the same level as Rush, but I'm saying that as a Rush fan.
You
gotta
and that's
keep
the thing
in mind
with rock and roll shows,
what's made
isn't it? It's
for
the good time.
You know?
It's the fact that there's people
my
there
wife,
and they're on stage and they've got a real
thing.
Fire
it's
in their belly
younger,
and
so
passion. And that is what
is
brings people together.
She
and you end up with this almost
the new
kind of,
best thing about
it's like a
every other week. You know, as she continues her musical journey.
That, you know,
right now it's Sleep Token. I'm like, great, we're going
to
listen to Sleep Token. Okay, the longest, most drawn out thing. Wasn't made for me, obviously.
Chris is a big Sleep Token fan, isn't he? He's a big champion of theirs.
You should introduce him to my wife. She's Jesus Christ. I can't tell you the number of get-togethers and parties that have just been. The vibe has gotten sucked out of the room because she's. Let me put this on. I'm like, really, we're going from Sandstorm to Sleep Token. Are you? Everybody's having a good time here.
Yeah.
Everybody just drops some. No, that doesn't happen at our party.
But that's inspiring, though, isn't it? That's going to push us to keep on pressing, keep on creating. And that's what you want. You want to keep that fire going and keep stoking it. Going, let's go for the next thing.
Yeah.
You guys have that music hook, though. You guys have that with your music. I can see kids having a party and putting on Queen Horizon and whatnot. I'm not just saying that. I can see that. I've made a pretty good living detecting, figuring out trends and stuff and what people want.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
That's
and you're
very
all
kind.
British,
that's
so
very cool.
You're automatically cool to everybody.
If they didn't get easy, it doesn't work out. We can just fall back in our accents. It'll be fine.
So what's your address? So if we come over, then...
Yeah. I think it's because so often you're creating something in a vacuum, aren't you? So you don't really hear anything back. And it's you like it, your mates are polite, mum and dad love it. But it's amazing, as you say, Susie, just to get some feedback and hear that people do like it.
I'm telling you, you got a fan in South Florida. So, you know, when that U.S. tour happens, and I tell all of my friends that are in bands this, and this works out quite well for everybody involved usually, because they usually... have an acoustic guitar, and we will have a party, and they can knock something out.
Yeah.
But my wife is Irish and Sicilian, so she's a pretty good cook. And we have a couple showers. We got a couple different bathrooms with showers and a washer and dryer. These are bands on.
No, not at all. I do apologize, though, Jamie. I'm going to get kicked out of this place I'm in very soon.
Yeah.
And they've come in. I'm so sorry. So
the only thing that sucks is
I'm
a retired club rat. I knew every venue owner from LA to Vegas to New York. There was a time, because that's all I did. The reason I went to so many clubs is that's where the people that were buying my art hung out. So I was there
I'm in the
pretty much
center.
Making friends and working.
You
know?
Like, are you going to come home? I'm like, no.
But it's been, that was 10, 15 years ago now. And you guys know, in the club world and
amazing.
The venue
Thank
world,
you. You've been
there'll be that weird bar, that weird club that's been open since 1972, and you're like, how are they still, what do they launder money through here? How are they still going?
Secret,
you know? But usually
that
ain't the norm. 2 or 3 years and it's on to something. I'll tell you a big good example of that. I'm sure you guys have all
secret
seen that
our
movie,
latest
8
single
Money, or the Eminem movie. Where they have the big rap
app,
it's this club called The Shelter in it. Understand, everybody, when I've been to the shelter many times when I was a kid. All the guys wore more makeup at that club than the girls did. It was a total, nobody was having rap battles in there. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Yeah. You'd go there and hear Visage or something. It was very, definitely Depeche Mode. That was the type of place it was. But things change. Things change. Yeah, yeah. I think we got one last song, don't we, to play? Yeah, and then we can.
I'd love to hear it. I've never played. The guys.
Do we have one or two?
I grew up watching MTV, The Box. It was just always my dream. It'd be like, you know, day.
We should save the best song for last, because we'll be going to bed after this. Yeah, we'll be anyway.
Let's play it, then we'll talk about the video. Here it is, everybody. This is the secret. Check it out. Zebra. And that was Secret, everybody. Queen Horizon. Sorry, I spaced for a second there. Queen Horizon, Secret, their latest single. Again, all of these are available. All of these are available. That's got a really, Carrie, that's got a really cool video in it. You guys are all great in that. We had mentioned earlier, I think we were off camera though, I love music videos. Not all the bands I know necessarily do. I always ask them, what are your thoughts on it? And it's usually, there's a scale. They're like, oh, we love it. We love getting glammed up and it's fun and all this and that. Then there's the other side of the scale where it's a necessary evil. We got to do it. And it's a pain in the neck. Where do you guys fall in that spectrum on music videos?
So Mark actually did The Secret and Hollow. So he actually took the content and edited all of that. So that was his work, which is we're so lucky with.
Yeah, so I'm new to the band, so what I'm really looking forward to is we've got a new single in the works at the moment, which we've just finished recording, called Broken Phoenix. So we're very excited to, we're planning the release of that and also the music video. So that's going to be my first one with these guys. So yeah, really looking forward to that experience with it.
Well, it's like Chris and I used to record our music, play it on a cassette tape, set up his VHS player in the back garden, and then jump around like nutcases doing music videos. And Chris will not let me show it to anybody. I've got an NDA, unfortunately. It's in case his wife sees it. I think they're great fun. I think those are the big videos, but the proper videos are just kind of fantasy territory, really. It's great fun. I'd love for it to become dull that we're that successful that they are then sure, but they're not. I think having to create content is less exciting, but it is the nature of the beast, isn't it? I think for the big stuff, it was a lot of fun. We're alternating between doing videos on our own and doing videos that we pay people to do. And the next one is pay someone to do it. So production values up that little bit. So it should be fun. Yeah.
And hats off to the people that ran around with the cameras, obviously, as well.
Yeah, it was good fun editing it all together.
It gives us a lot of freedom, and we've got a really fun little instrumental little breakdown in there, which we just love playing. So it's this one is just, it's all about the sort of enjoyment.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. Yeah, it's cool. Like I said, I love watching them. We have get-togethers at our pad all the time. I acquired a 80-inch TV for our back garden area out
that's
there.
That's more of an artist. One of those outdoor TVs. You know?
So there's always a video on.
That's almost traditional, I would say.
Matter of fact, we have a fun game that I had nothing to do with. For our guests, it's embarrassing. We'll be watching a video and they're like, they'll see a scene, like a weird scene in a video or something. They're like, that's a Jamie painting. That's a Jamie painting. When it's what? I like to paint hot women up to no good. What's wrong with that? Yeah, I guess there's a lot of video. Anyhow, the last track we're going to play, and I think Carrie had to depart with her time where she was at ran out, and which sucks because I wanted to ask her about this latest track. The latest track, which is Queen of Beds.
We'll be right back.
Now, of course, I'm an icky boy and gross turned up to 10. So when I heard that title, I thought one thing. No, it's about something else. Somebody here could.
It might be about that thing.
I think I was married to that gal one time. Anyway, just wish they were my nice.
Yeah. It feels a little bit more old school.
Don't say things like that.
I don't know why. It just feels a bit more rock and roll and a little bit less alt rock metal kind of thing. So right. Yeah, it's good fun.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having us, Jamie. And it's been so cool to get to know you and chat, you know.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, no, your camera's gone. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for hosting us so kindly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys soon. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We'll definitely be hitting you up if we come over. Of course, we love a bit of that. Yeah, take care. Thank you. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.